大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Culture Seminar. My name is Masaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Well, Susan, last time we talked about your experience with Japan, unfortunately, we ran short of time. So I would like to once again ask you about your experience with Japan, first contact, and then how it developed afterwards.
Sure.
I understand your favorite Japanese food when you first came was Japanese soba.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. And you remember what you hated the most?
That's a good question. I'd like to give the kind of typical answer of natto or something like that. but I didn't actually try natto until I was an adult and came back to Japan.
Oh, right.
Yes, I do remember. I'm not a big fan of cucumbers, so this isn't really technically a Japanese thing. But when I would have kappamaki, I would always push the cucumber out of the roll and give it to, you know, my sister who loved it. You know, so that was the biggest thing. But actually, I liked most Japanese food that I tried.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. Did you get to travel a lot in Japan?
Well, we certainly bugged my parents, you know, all the time. Anytime spring or summer vacation came around, let's go somewhere. Everyone's going somewhere. Our last year in Japan, my parents took us on a big trip. Mm-hmm. And for spring vacation, I think it was, we visited Kyoto and Kobe and Nara.
Aha, all right. Of those three places, which one attracted you most?
Well, you know, Kyoto was very nice. Lots of beautiful temples, of course. But, you know, as a kid, it has to be Nara, you know, because of all of the deer. That was just,
all of the deer.
Just far too exciting. You know, it was a really wonderful place. Yeah.
All right. Okay. You didn't get to go to Hokkaido or Kyushu.
No, Hokkaido was, that's a big regret because certainly we knew about, the festival, the snow festival with all of the
right.
ice sculptures, and we always wanted to go. We tended to go, you know, mostly still basically in the Kanto area, I guess you could say. We did also, as a family, visit, we visited Mount Fuji, didn't climb to the top, but, went up to, I guess it was the fifth level there, enjoyed that. And went down and spent some time actually in your home region, in Izu.
Oh.
Had a nice beach vacation down there, I remember, when one of my favorite aunts came to visit. And we had a lot of good times there. But mostly it was kind of around the Tokyo area, a lot of day trips, things like that.
Right. And so after those 4 years, you went back to the States. And when did you come back to Japan the second time?
Oh, right. Well, that was, unfortunately, it wasn't until I graduated from university.
Oh.
So when we moved back to the States, I was in fourth grade. And, you know, basically between fourth grade and then through high school, I didn't really have a lot of contact with Japanese culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the time, certainly there was no, World Wide Web, internet, that sort of thing. There weren't a lot of, Japanese movies around, things like that. So it wasn't until I was in high school, right before my final year, that I had a chance to take a 6-week summer program in Japanese language and culture. And that made me really interested again. I was always interested. My family had fond memories of our time in Tokyo. But that got me interested in the language again, for sure, because I had forgotten pretty much all of it by that point. So I went to university, focused on Japan through political science, et cetera, and then came back after college on the JET program.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
So you started teaching at Japanese schools, like junior high school level or senior high school?
I was junior high school level,
mm-hmm.
and I was assigned to a wonderful little town in Saitama, about an hour north of Tokyo, called Kurihashi, and worked at the two junior high schools, the two public junior high schools there, as an assistant language teacher. And it was just a fantastic experience, just wonderful students, just so friendly and nice. And the teachers, whether or not they spoke English, were so kind. So it was just such a wonderful chance to really especially to really get a look inside the Japanese educational system. Because as a child, I went to an American school in Tokyo. I really didn't have a lot of exposure to the Japanese educational system. But at that time, then I was lucky enough to have that as a working adult, as a teacher.
Well, I'm sure that all the students were lucky to have you as an assistant teacher. If I had had a teacher like you, you know, I would have studied much harder.
Well, I hope they felt that way, but who knows?
Okay. So that certainly enhanced your interest in Japanese culture.
That's right.
And probably led you to study more about intercultural or cross-cultural communication.
In a sense, it was a little bit of a long road getting there, because after I, you know, taught in those junior high schools, I actually went back to the States for about a year and a half. But I decided that I wanted to come back to Japan again. Mm-hmm. So when I came back, and I taught for a short while, and then I joined a big Japanese corporation for several years, actually working in human resources.
Right, right.
So I had experience working in the school system with my first job, and, you know, coming back again, so this would be, I guess, my third time back in Japan. It was an entirely new adventure, I guess, in learning about the Japanese corporate world, a whole new world, you could say.
Right. Did you feel any difficulty teaching English to Japanese students?
So in my junior high school days?
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, I guess I was lucky, actually, at the junior high school level, because I had students for whom English was still new, mm-hmm. you know, and exciting in a certain way. I talked to friends who had a similar position but taught at the high school level, and they would complain sometimes that the students were just... I mean, they felt kind of bad for the students, too, because the kids were so busy studying, for example, for university exams, that by that point, English became... more of a almost an enemy to them as well. So it lost its fun, I suppose. So at the junior high school level, especially with the first year students, it was still really fun, and it was wonderful to get that energy and to try to keep encouraging it to help the students see that English could be a fun communication tool and not just a subject on an exam.
Right. さてですね。日本でもいくつかの都市に旅をしたということなんですけれどもね、本当に子供ってこういう理由で好きになっちゃうんだなっていう感じがですね、よくわかりますよね。奈良が一番好きだったっていうんですけど、ディア、あの鹿ね、奈良公園の鹿、多分鹿にですね、餌なんかやって、で鹿がたくさん寄ってきて、習って楽しいなと、こういうことになったんだろうと思いますけれどもね。それからアメリカに帰るわけですが、実は高校時代に夏期講習みたいなものを6週間受けて、その時に再び日本に対する関心が頭をもたげてきたということのようですね。そしてその後、まあ、大学に入って大学で再び、まあ、Did you take Japanese as a minor?
I did, that's right. Yeah, I majored in political science, international relations, but decided to minor in Japanese.
なるほど。まあ日本語ですね、副専攻、マイナーって言いますけど、副専攻で取ったということなんですね。それで日本にですね、JET program、これはまあいわゆるですね、Assistant Language Teacher、ALT、いうふうに言っています。まあ日本中のですね、学校に英語圏出身の先生たちが派遣されて、まあ、日本人の教員と一緒に教えるという形なんですが、栗橋というところで中学校で教えたということでですね、こんな先生だったらみんな一生懸命やるに決まってんだけどね、僕にはそりゃ、ということでとてもですね、いい経験をしたということのようです。まあ次回はぜひクロスカルチュラルトレーナーの話をしたいんですけれども、そこにつながっていったんだろうなと、そんな気がしますね。All right, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first one is, it's a small world. Now, of course, this means, I think this is a phrase that probably is familiar to some of our listeners. It's an expression that you use to express surprise that, you know, things can be very connected. Basically, that there aren't that many differences in the world. For example, you may find out that, you know, someone that lives near you has some similar experience. So, for example, you could say, I just found out that my new neighbor in Tokyo went to my college in the U.S. What a small world!
ですよね。まあ本当にね、この small world、it's とかつけなくても使えるだろうと思いますし、会話には欠かせない表現だと思いますね。まあ世間って狭いわよねっていうね、いうことで、今の例のようにですね、まあ同じ大学行ってたのっていうのはね、もう一度例文聞いてみましょうね。
I just found out that my new neighbor in Tokyo went to my college in the U.S. What a small world.
とこういうわけですよね。All right, what's the second phrase?
The second phrase is from all corners of the world or from all corners of the earth. And this means from everywhere, from all over the world. So, for example, you could say, top scientists from all corners of the earth gathered to discuss global warming.
ということですね。From all corners, あのコーナーですね。From all corners of the world. World の代わりに the earth, 地球という言い方もするということですが、これはまあ世界の隅々、まあ世界中でということを誇張して強く表現する。そういう表現ですね。今の例文では地球温暖化の話題に触れていました。もう一度聞いてみましょう。
Top scientists from all corners of the earth gathered to discuss global warming.
ということでね、まあ、実際にこのように地球温暖化の専門家の学者たちが世界中から集まって議論検討するという会はおそらくあちらこちらで今後も行われるだろうと思いますけれどもね。ということで今回また日本との関わりについてインタビューをしました。 See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー。
Sponsored by Olympus.
クロスカルチャルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。1日24時間それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね。AM、FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なのでポッドキャスト番組はもちろん音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくは voicetrek.jp にアクセス。さあこれであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。Olympus.